The term interval refers to the distance between two notes. And to be good at playing by ear, you'll want to really develop the skill to recognize these distances. So you'll need to be able to define them first so that we can develop that skill. Go to your sheet in the workbook that's titled Intervals, and I have the definition there. Let me go through it with you. Intervals have two names, a quality name and a quantity name. The quantity name is just the number of staff degrees covered or the letters. In other words, any A to any C is a third, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. But obviously, you could have A flat to C or A to C sharp or A flat to C sharp. They're all different distances, so you need a more specific way to define this. So for that, we have the quality name. And in order to determine the quality name, you'll need to get your scales in front of you. Here are the rules. If the top note can be found in the major scale of the bottom note, the interval is major in quality. If the interval is a half step smaller than major, it's minor. A half step smaller than minor is diminished, and a half step larger than major is augmented. If the interval can be turned upside down and it still works, in other words, if the top note is in the major scale of the bottom note and the bottom note is also in the major scale of the top note, we call that perfect. This will only occur in unisons, of course, fourths, fifths, and octaves. It can never happen in a second, third, sixth, or seventh. So I recommend when you're analyzing intervals to first determine the quantity name, write that under the interval, and then you'll know what your options are. Because if it's a second, third, sixth, or seventh, it will either be major, minor, augmented, or diminished. And if it's a fourth, fifth, or octave, it'll be perfect. Smaller than perfect is diminished, and larger is augmented. So go through the definitions on your worksheets and stop the recording and do at least the first worksheet on analyzing intervals, intervals 1. Now let's look again at the major scale and how the intervals work in them. And maybe it'll make a little more sense what we're calling them. Each interval is going to be major or perfect if we're starting on tonic. Because, of course, 1 to 2, 2 is in the major scale, so that's a major second. The top note is in the major scale of the bottom note. 1 to 3, yes, that's in the major scale of this one, so it's a major third. Remember, fourths and fifths and octaves are perfect. If this one's in this one's scale, you can bet that this one's going to be in this one's scale. And then, so that's perfect fourth, perfect fifth, major sixth, major seventh, and perfect octave. Now, it's really helpful to have some mnemonic devices, memory devices, to help you remember this sound and the name that connects to it. So here are some ways you can do that. The major second's pretty easy because it's just scale-wise. It's the same way the scale goes. 1 to 3, Michael Rowe. 1 to 4, I've been working on the railroad. 1, 1, 5, 5, twinkle, twinkle, little star. My Bonnie lies over the ocean for major 6th. Most people don't know songs that start with a major 7th because it's so dissonant that most people don't write songs starting with a major 7th. I did put one in your workbook, but I don't know how many people will be familiar with it. So you might just need to recognize it by how far away and dissonant it is. And the perfect octave, everybody knows Somewhere Over the Rainbow. So let me play a few major and perfect intervals, and you can get used to how they sound. I'll just start with the same C. That's the perfect fourth. And you can hear how dissonant that is. It has a strong pull back up to the octave. If it wants to go up just a little bit, and it's far away, and has a tension to it, That's your major seventh. On top of Old Smokey, or Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore, major third. Twinkle, twinkle. Perfect fifth. Just like the scale. Is the scale major second in order? My Bonnie is major sixth. Let me start on a few different notes and see if you can still recognize them. Do you hear Michael Rowed the Boat Ashore? 1-3, major third. You could just keep going up the scale. So that's a major second. Twinkle, twinkle, perfect fifth. Here comes the bride, or I've been working on the railroad. Perfect fourth. Sounds just right. Somewhere over the rainbow, perfect octave. My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean, major sixth. Major second. So, you might want to play these intervals in different places on your guitar. Learn how to play them on your guitar and use the mnemonic devices to get the idea of how all of this comes together. Check out the page in your workbook that has the diagrams of the intervals for the guitar and notice how each interval has a particular shape that only changes between the second and third string. That's where your tuning's different. You have a different interval between those strings when you tune the guitar. So you can go to different places on the fretboard and just kind of free yourself up, find little melodic fragments using these intervals. You don't have to do it right now, but it's fun and it's helpful and you should try it sometime.